105.7 KOZC, Reno's Classic Rock. I'm talking to the man who can, has, and will again, the man who's coming to town. Going to be at Harris at the world-famous Sammy Showroom. I'm talking to Piff the Magic Dragon. How are you today?
Very, very well.
You're just
what a good introduction.
You're just down in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I am. That's where I live. I live in a small cave in Las Vegas. me and a dog. And we have a show at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino out here.
Now, it all began in Southeast London, and you were drawn to the stage and drawn to the arts. I had a bit of a stint as an IT guy and decided that that just wasn't where the magic was. And Mr. Piffles, your sidekick, and maybe he's the one in charge, but the whole character, I love this story about how Piff the Magic Dragon came about after you went to a costume party where no one was in costume.
Yeah, I went to this because before that I was a magician for and I was doing all these corporate parties and getting fired everywhere and for being too grumpy. And then I went to this costume party and I didn't have a costume to wear. So I said to my sister, "What do you have?" And she said, "Oh, I've got a dragon outfit." And I said, "Perfect. I have no further questions, and neither should you," because it was my sister. So I go to this party. Nobody else turns up in costume. It's literally just me. So now I'm appropriately grumpy. And my friend said, "You should do this in your act. You could be Puff the Magic Dragon." I said, "Wait, I could be Piff the Magic Dragon. You might have heard of my older brother, Steve."
I think, America just became fans and fell in love with the character. America's Got Talent. You met, you were out on tour with Mumford & Sons back in 2012, but in 2015, you took the stage and really changed the world, I think, for all of us who enjoy the show and the character. My favorite part was Nick Cannon, the guy who says, "Okay, so Piff the Magic Dragon, what do you do?" And you look at him and you go, and I've even saved this one little sound bite. "I'm a magic dragon." I just love that retort. "I'm a magic dragon."
Yeah. Well, Nick and I, he was expecting me, I guess, to be a bit more excited than I was. So he was quite challenged by me the whole season. But
it was a good run. It was a good. Now you're this Sunday you'll be on America's Got Talent again. What was that? What did I hear?
On Monday. They're doing a special holiday TV show, and me and Penn and Teller are doing a spot together.
Well, that's awesome. Now you got to be pretty good friends with Penn and Teller, and even consult them. You now consult them because you have this. You've got the magic arts because you went to Hogsworth.
Exactly. and Penn has his own dragon outfit and now dressing up as my father, Pop the Magic Dragon.
That's awesome. So Harris Reno, Sammy's Showroom. You got to get your tickets. This is going to be a good one. We've given away a lot of tickets, and it's a lot of fun, but don't miss this out. And it's fun for everyone. I mean, the little ones are going to have a good time because he's a magic dragon. And everybody else is going to have because there's just fun, there's comedy, there's magic. It's a great show.
And there's a cute tiny dog as well. There's a tiny dog who's doing magic tricks. So, come for the dog, stay for the dragon.
Piff the Magic Dragon.
We were there last year, but we're going to do a lot of new tricks as well this year. A lot of new tricks, a lot of new jokes, same dog.
Good. You got to love that. All right. Well, thank you so much for stopping on in and visiting with us. Looking forward to the show at Harris. And, of course, you get your tickets at KOZZRadio.com or just call Harris downtown and get ready for a roller coaster run of fun and adventure there at Sammy's Showroom with Piff the Magic Dragon and Mr. Piffles.
And Mr. Piffles. I think we might even, put on a whole little Christmas holiday hat and do a slightly Christmassy show.
Hey, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.